Gravetide by Renee Joyner, narrated by Maggie Bird. Chapter 1. The Restless Dead. Damn it! Jensen Mills stared in dismay at the small black line that now arched over the late Mrs. Buchanan's cheekbone. Her hand had slipped as she was applying liner to the woman's eyes, but she had doubts whether this look would get a pass in the brunch club of the afterlife. Jensen swung around, visibly irritated.
Oh, man, sorry. I didn't think you'd scare so easily.
Her friend stood in the doorway to the room with a look equal parts sheepish and mischievous. Many things could be said of Weston O'Neill, resident bad boy, party animal, and womanizer. Most of these labels were late bloomers in his reputation, but he was undoubtedly a notorious trickster. I don't. You know I hate sudden jolts like that. God, I just don't understand why you do that every time I'm making someone presentable. Weston walked over, looking down into the casket.
Presentable? She isn't really around to look at herself anymore now, is she? I think she'll get a pass from the other rich housewives in the suburb.
It's called leaving behind a legacy. Isabel Buchanan wanted to be infamous for turning a look, even in death. She might keep that reputation if I can fix the slip. Damn it, Weston. Her service is tomorrow. What will the people in attendance think?
That she had a sense of humor to boot. I say leave her be. This is as good as it's going to get anyway. It's all downhill from here. Or rather, 6 feet under the hill.
Oh, very funny. Jensen feigned amusement. Talking about things being as good as they get, things must be working out pretty well since you've cleaned up so nicely. I thought I might be in for a double shift once you showed up.
Acting offended, Weston responded, Are you saying I need help looking presentable?
No. You're good for tonight. It came together quite nicely.
Jensen smiled at him playfully.
Are you ready for this date or what? It's been 3 months. I was almost thinking of setting this up for you.
God, I needed to scope it out myself first. This woman totally messes with my vibe. I'm not used to being charmed when I'm the charmer.
He rubbed the back of his head, looking a bit hesitant. Seeing the small cracks in his confidence, Jensen knew that this girl must have been something.
Hey, you think she'll like me? I mean, you would date me, right?
Jensen shrugged. Don't know. You always had too much of a lively personality, in my opinion.
She fought down a smile. What? Oh, really?
He mocked, while failing to stop himself from blushing.
Is that why you are husband hunting in the Isle of the Departed?
I've always been into the quiet types, you know. Jensen winked at him. You better be going. That restaurant you're meeting loses open tables pretty quickly.
He checked his watch and clapped his palms together. Phew! Moment of truth.
He looked around the room.
So, this is your Friday? You're just keeping...
He pointed at the casket.
Her company?
Girl's night. She has a date with the dead, and unlike you, she can't just pull a comb through her hair and call herself ready.
I thought you did the accounts. Listen, I know Mrs. Buchanan was excellent at spending her husband's money. Still, I don't think she is great at balancing statements.
My office is based here, you bastard. The owner hasn't exactly figured out the digital shift yet. A lot of their stuff is still on paper. I can't take it home. Besides, the cosmetologist couldn't make it, and the old gal here needed touch-ups before her service tomorrow.
There are guys out there who need some touch-ups, too.
He gave a smug little smile to emphasize his filthy mind.
You could meet someone like me.
She raised an eyebrow, looking unimpressed. Why do you think I chose this place to start with?
Weston laughed, merely shaking his head as he headed out. You're hard to get, Mills. I'd love to meet the guy who can crack you.
Flipping her hair over her shoulder, Jensen taunted him. I'm a career woman, married to the job. Now get out before my client reports you.
Smiling, he disappeared around the corner.
Ah, Weston, she thought. Always trying his luck, even if he has another lined up.
Jensen looked back at the casket and stood with her hands at her hips.
Well, you just look fucking great, don't you?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?